Paul wants some clarification on what's happening at Belfast International Airport. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. This came up yesterday on the programme. People were saying, I think it was a lad called Steve who raised the issue. He's not happy but been charged £2.50 at the drop-off.
Right. And you said yourself, Frank, you were up at it twice and you were in the left-hand lane going out and you only paid £1.
This is true. This is true.
Right. I'll tell you exactly what's going on up at that airport. There's two lanes. There's a left-hand lane and a right-hand lane. The international airport is trying to introduce, after 10 minutes, you'll be charged X amount as every 5 minutes goes by. They haven't perfected it yet, so they haven't, but they've got one side going and the other side not. So if you go into the left-hand lane and you sit there for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it still only charges you £1. But if you go into the right-hand lane and sit 15, 20 minutes, it'll charge you from £2.50 right up. It can charge you up to £35 for sitting for an hour.
Yeah, so if you go in to either lane for 2 minutes, is that £1?
No, 10 minutes.
But if I'm talking. But hold on. I'm talking about just going in for 2 minutes.
It's £1.
Either lane.
No, the right-hand lane charges you £2.50.
For 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes.
I'm going to now read to you what the airport have told us, because this came up on the programme yesterday. Now, I want to read this and I want to fully understand it as I'm reading it, okay? The drop-off zone, and by the way, before I read it, why anyone would go into the drop-off zone for 20 minutes is beyond me. So I've got sympathy for the airport on this. You should be going into the drop-off zone for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes maximum. You should be going in, dropping the person and getting out of there. Or you should be going in, collecting the person and getting out. You shouldn't be staying 10 minutes. There's no need to stay 10 minutes. So that would, you know, and I'm regularly at that drop-off pick-up point, so I know what I'm talking about here. Okay, so there's absolutely no need to be so greedy as to go in and hog a space for 20 minutes. That's what the lay-by's for. The lay-by down in near Nuts Corner. That's what that's for. You sit there until you get a phone call from the incoming person. You then shoot up the road and you collect them and away you go. Or if you're dropping them off, you just pull in, you throw out their bags, you kiss their cheek and you're out. So dilly-dalliers shouldn't be in there. But let me get back now to what the airport have said to us. As follows, word for word. The drop-off zone should be used for dropping off passengers. The charge is £1 for 10 minutes and £3 for 10 to 20 minutes in order to keep the traffic flowing at the front of the terminal. Passengers picking up should use the short stay car park. The charge here is £1 for 10 minutes and for 10 to 20 minutes the cost is £2.50. Details of the car park tariffs are displayed at the entrance to each car park as well as on our website. Let me repeat this. The drop-off zone should be used for dropping off. So you should be going into the drop-off zone if you're dropping people off. Not collecting people. Dropping people off. The charge is £1 for 10 minutes. You should be able to do that in 10 minutes. Passengers picking up, repeat, picking up, that's you're going to collect someone, should use the short stay car park. The charge, and listen to this carefully, is £1 for 10 minutes. You should be able to pick people up within that 10-minute segment if you have organised with the person to phone you when they're out at the relevant area. So, you know, I'm with the airport on this. You know, there's congestion that's happening because of idiots who drive up and think they can park for 20 minutes because they haven't thought it through. They haven't waited on the lay-by down the road. So, right. Paul, both yourself and Steve from yesterday are wrong. The option for £1 exists in both areas, the short stay and the drop-off.
I know the International Airport, sponsor U105, and you've been offering a ramp. capsule you have.
No, absolutely. Listen, I'm not sure of any sponsor, any sponsorship. They may buy advertising. Do they sponsor any of the programs? I couldn't care less if they do. I'm only stating fact here, Paul.
Well, let me answer, right? You don't let me get a word in, so you're not. Right? You see the drop-off zone, what you know as, right? As you drive in, that used to be drop-off and pick-up. It only changed within the last 2 weeks, Frank, so it has. It has only changed in the last 2 weeks. Before that, it was always drop-off and pick-up.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Right. So up until that, so it was a pound to get the go in while you're dropping off or while you're picking up. My whole point is, Frank, there's two lanes that you can go into. You can go into the left-hand lane, you can go into the right-hand lane, right? Now, if you're dropping people off, right, we'll just go as drop-off. If you're dropping somebody off and trying to get out sometimes, you cannot get out because, i.e., the barriers isn't working, the machine isn't taking the money, the machine's full, or it's just malfunctioning, and that happens quite regular. So there's a build-up of cars trying to get out. So if I'm in there 9 minutes, heading to go back out again to pay my pound to get out, and then I have to sit for a further 3 or 4 minutes, I'm getting charged, but that's no fault of mine.
Paul, I accept everything you're saying.
Up to
where you say I'm there for 9 minutes. You don't need to be there for 9 minutes.
You only need
to be there for 3 or 4 minutes.
No, Frank, you listen. Go up to the airport when it's really busy, and you see the queue trying to get in and trying to get out through the barrier at the RSA. It's ridiculous.
But Paul, that's what they're trying to resolve. The airport's dealing with it. The airport are taking steps to resolve your very issue by asking you to go into one zone to drop off, to another zone to pick up. It's still a pound whether you go into zone A to drop off or zone B to pick up. It's still a pound for 10 minutes. If you cooperate with them and the drop-off people go into one zone and the pick-up people go into the other zone, you're not going to have the queue that's forming as it is at the moment. The airport's to be applauded for trying to improve the service for you.
100%. See if they can improve it. 100%. I'm with it. But listen, Thelma, I collected yesterday, right, in the short stay car park, 11 spaces in that whole car park that were free, okay? So if 60, 70 cars is coming into the drop-off or pick-up, so they are, and they all have to go in to the short stay car park, where are they all going to go? How are they all going to fit into it? It's impossible. Totally impossible.
Paul, I don't know what bit of dropping off and picking up we can't agree on. But dropping off should be stop the car, open the door, open the boot, give the bag, kiss the cheek, bye-bye, and away.
That takes
about 2 minutes.
No, it doesn't.
Well, okay, I'll allow you 3 minutes. I'll even allow you 4 minutes for it. And then you're saying that it's going to take you 7 minutes, 6 or 7 minutes, to get out through the barrier. I'm up there regularly, and I've never had to sit in a queue for more than 5 minutes. You know, I have no reason to be up there tonight, but I do go up to collect my daughter at the busiest times of the evening and drop her off at the busiest times of the day.
If you would like to meet me up there at the busiest time and the two of us go through it together, I guarantee you, you'll have to go through that and drop off in 10 minutes. You will not.
In fairness to the airport, they're trying to resolve it. There may be times when you've been held up, but what I can't understand is, Paul, how someone can't pick up. Do the process of picking up in 2 minutes. Do the process of dropping off in 2 minutes. And then you're allowing yourself 8 minutes to get out the barrier? That's a long time.
Listen, the congestion up in it is horrendous, right? Now, the thing what really does annoy me is, why in the left-hand lane does it still only charge a pound if you're sitting 15, 20 minutes? Why in the right-hand lane it's starting to charge you full price? Surely that's double standards. Surely if they can't have it up and running on both sides, they shouldn't have it up and running at all until it's fixed properly.
Well, they are going through a process, and just to clear it up, the drop-off zone should be used for dropping off passengers. The charge is £1 for 10 minutes, £3 for 10 to 20 minutes in order to keep the traffic flowing at the front of the terminal. Passengers picking up should use the short stay car park. The charge here is £1 for 10 minutes, and for 10 to 20 minutes, the cost is £2.50. That's what we've been told. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Let me speak to Kieran, who's on this line. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Frank. Morning.
Kieran, the airport.
Yes, I think you could have handled that a wee bit better with your fella, Frank. I think your fella was right and you weren't listening to him properly. I really do, and I think you're taking the airports, they're a bit wrong on this one. Because he's right in the way. Once you go through that first barrier, Frank, and if there's a couple of cars in front of you, even before you can get to the bit where you can get the bags out, that door's all bunged up. So even before he can get the bags out, he's already sitting there for about 4 minutes. So when he gets the bags out, Drake, he's there about 7 or 8 minutes, and then he still has to get through. So I think you were taking the airport more than your fella. You know what I mean?
Well, Kieran, it's not something that I'm guessing. I'm regularly at Belfast International Airport. It has never taken me anywhere close to 10 minutes to drop off or pick up my passenger. It takes me about 5 minutes to do it. And I use that simple process of, if it's drop off, you go in, you're not flaffing about, you sit out the suitcase, you kiss the person on the cheek and you drive out. If I'm picking up, I don't go into the segment until I get a phone call at the lay-by, and then I drive the last half mile, drive straight in, pick the person up and drive straight out. The problem is some people are arriving and hoping that their passenger's going to be there, or they're arriving and dilly-dallying, or they're arriving and they're not properly communicating with the passenger who they're picking up. Also, they're arriving to do a drop-off and they're flapping about, they're saying their goodbyes in the car, they're sorting out keys or they're sorting out tickets. They're not prepared to be like the SAS in and out. And that's what the airport's trying to encourage us to do. Use it as a drop-off or a pick-up. Don't use it as some sort of farewell system or welcome to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. But see, if you get a lot of people phoning in here from now until the programme's over, complaining about the airport, I think you have to agree with that guy and send someone up there to have a look. I agree. I think if there's a lot of people who phones here from now until the end of the program and they all agree with the fella like I do, I think you should get up there, someone up there and check it out.
Yeah, do you accept that the airport's trying to resolve it by readjusting? I think there's a sense that maybe the airport's tariffs are too dear. Once you stay for the 10 minutes, it becomes £3. And then if you stay for over 20 minutes, it becomes £5. It does tally up, but I simply can't understand how anyone needs more than 10 minutes. You've put it to me, Stephen put it to me yesterday, the gentleman who you were defending put it to me as well. You guys all seem to take longer to drop off and pick up than I do. Maybe I'm better prepared. Maybe I'm keener not to spend any more than a pound.
More space. If there was more space, if the space was made bigger, maybe that would help.
Yeah, but I really do feel that the airport's trying to put in a new system to help us all get through quickly. The one thing I'm impressed by with the airport is they are still giving us the £1 option. What angered me yesterday was when I heard from Steve that it was going up to £2.50. I thought that's steep. Why on earth would I have to pay £2.50 if I'm only going in for 5 minutes? We checked with the airport and they're saying it's £1 up to 10 minutes, whether you're in short stay or drop off. £1 for 10 minutes, I think is a fair enough tariff.
See, if can I change a wee bit of the subject for 1 minute? It's still to do with heavy traffic, but just 1 wee second. See the Andy Turn Road, the new set of lights and all have been there. See, ever since that our new setup has been put into place, see if you're going up past Casement now along the Anderson's Turn Road in the morning, it's taking you at least 20 minutes, even if you're in a black taxi and you're using the bus lane, It doesn't matter. It's still taking at least 20 minutes up to the other side to get to the roundabout along Al Anderson's Town Road.
That's the Kennedy Way lights you're talking about.
Yeah, the light system is all too slow for one set, then another set, then another set. The traffic coming from Andytown Road the whole way down to the roundabout, there's not enough time for the cars to be getting down there. So let's get the congestion at outside Casement Park there and on down a wee bit. It's just getting out of control.
Okay, Kieran, maybe it's a teething problem. Maybe they need to readjust the signalling sequence, but it's very worth raising because it has caused some problems for drivers, even the preparation of that new signalling system. Kieran, thank you very much. Gosh, so many of you want to talk to me about the airport, and I'll have a yarn with you. I'm not avoiding any of you. I'll chat in just a moment.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
I see a lot of you saying this, and it's some up here in this text. You can get in and out within the 10 minutes, and then a big but in capital letters. If there's a queue, you can't get in and out in 10 minutes. That's the man's point. I understand that's his point, but I've been to that airport 40 times recently. I've been through the system. Not once, even with the queue, not once has it taken me anywhere near 10 minutes to get in and get out to the from the drop-off point. I think it's down to how people are organised. You should be going in, doing your business, and aiming to get out. Some people are going in and flapping about and blocking the whole place up, and that's the problem. Be better organised, that's what I say. Let me speak to Caelan. Morning, Caelan.
Morning, Frank. Just wanted to say, I'm going to be brief here because I'm heading into work, so I am. But I agree with what you're saying, so I do.
Yeah, fair play to you, because I think if you sit on the round if you sit on the hard shoulder, wait for a phone call, go up, collect your person and move on, there isn't a hassle. If you're dropping someone off, drive in, drop them off, kiss their cheek and away. It's the people who go up, and once they get inside the barrier, they're thinking, you know, what do I do now? Those are the people who are, number one, causing the problem, and who are more likely to be charged more than a pound. So you're the only person supporting me here, by the way, Caelan.
Yeah, well, I'm training to be a pilot, funny enough, and that's besides the point. But I'll be at the airport regularly, so I do. And as I say, you can get in 10 minutes, no problem. It's not a problem to get out in 10 minutes.
Tell me this, if Ryanair were looking for you, would you work for them?
Don't know. Captain Sullenberger, the man that landed the plane in the Hudson River, he's actually gave advice to Ryanair operators at the minute, and he's telling them to go elsewhere because of what's happening at the minute with Ryanair.
Yeah, well, he's the most respected pilot of them all. Caelan, good luck with the studies, fella. Maybe we'll fly with you in the near future.
Oh, definitely, Frank. I just wanted to say I agree with you, and not a problem to get out in 10 minutes. Definitely not.
Thank you. The only voice of support that I've got here this morning. Right, good morning to you. 90333105 is the best number to get us on the radio. There's one thing you absolutely detest, by the way. You hate paying the pound. A lot of people are saying it's a cash cow and whatever for the airport. And yes, it must make the airport a fortune, an absolute fortune. However, I ask you this question. Could you imagine the mayhem if they weren't charging a pound? It would be a disaster. Liam, go ahead.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I agree with you in a way where you're saying that it shouldn't take any longer than 10 minutes to get in. I totally agree with that. You know, get in, get your passenger out, goodbye, that's it, you go. But it doesn't always work like that. I have to agree with the other two fellas. It has happened, you know, 9 times out of 10 when I'm at the airport. You get in, your registration number's clocked. You're maybe sitting for 4 or 5 minutes before you can actually get through into the drop-off area to get parked, to get out. Sometimes you don't even get to say goodbye to your kids, and your husband's away on, and you can see him, maybe 6 or 7 cars in front trying to get out. So I can understand that it can take longer than the 10 minutes. It's just not as easy as getting in and sort of dropping everybody off and going. I would like it to be, and as I say, I just agree with the other fellas that it is impossible at times for that 10 minutes to allow that journey to happen.
All right. All right, Elaine. As I say, in the 40 times that I've been up, I've never come across that. but you know, I can't say you're wrong. I absolutely can't. Appreciate it, Elaine. Thank you.
Not a bother, Frank. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And is it Laura who's on line 3? Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, girl. What's on your mind?
Frank, just I missed the start of the conversation, sorry, about the airport there and people parking. But I think I caught you saying about people parking on the hard shoulder there and being more organised, getting the phone call and then going up to the airport. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Frank, I just want to say, I live on down that road a wee bit. See them cars that park on the hard shoulder? There was a boy killed last year in that road, and there was a serious car accident about 2 weeks ago in which the road was closed for several hours. It is a direct result, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of the drivers that park on that hard shoulder are a danger to themselves and everyone else. They get a phone call, they're not checking it, they're pulling out onto that road, and I have seen it countless times every day. For the sake of a pound and for the sake of people's lives, pay the pound, go into the car park and park where you should be.
Laura, there's a couple of things on that. I don't believe that people should stop parking on the hard shoulder. I think that's absolutely okay. But I do agree with you. In the place where I would be parking, there aren't double yellow lines. But what I'm saying, there are numerous cars that park on it. What I'm agreeing with you is some of them pull out without looking, and other cars who are passing them pass at great speed. Do we need to be more careful on the approach to Belfast International Airport? Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. There's reckless driving in the vicinity. There's people trying to rush past other people, and there are people pulling out of laybys without looking. I agree with you on all of that, but you are entitled to park along the road.
Are we talking about the main road here, Frank, up to the airport, leading up to the airport, the Ballyrobin restaurant sits on it, the main road into the airport?
I'm talking about, you know, I'm probably, I don't know the name of the road, but I'm talking about the section of the road. Once you come round the last roundabout, there's a lot of layby and it stretches the whole way to the 30 mile an hour zone at the airport. That section of road.
You're right. And there's double yellow lines the whole way down the left hand side there. And that's where the cars park. They put double yellow lines on there, I think, about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, maybe more.
But the cars are parking in the laybys. The cars
on the hard shoulder.
On the hard shoulder, yes.
Yes, and they put double yellow lines there for a good while now.
Yes, but they're not leaving the car. The cars are not being left. The cars are just being stopped by the driver who's waiting to continue the journey.
But they shouldn't be sitting there, Frank, on double yellow lines.
So you're saying you can't stop the car on a stretch of road like that? You can't park the car on double yellow lines. You can stop your car if you don't leave your car. If there was a traffic queue there, you would
maybe
have...
Maybe I'm not clued up on the rules of the road as well as I thought, Frank. I'm sorry if I've got that wrong. I just know they're parked there and they're causing a danger. All I'm saying is if they pay the pound, they'd be parked safely and there'd be no danger to anyone else.
I fully understand the point you're making as a resident in the area. It must be an absolute nuisance. And I'll take that on board, and I hope people are listening to it. I think the airport would come to an absolute standstill if they didn't use that facility, however. But as a local resident, I'm taking on board what you're saying.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you.